In Bloom, Nirvana, classic. Welcome to Against the Grain. We do this every Monday at 8 p.m. and now 12 a.m.
Grain, but week, whatever. But only for the next 3 weeks.
Because that makes sense.
Oh, is it? Was that even on? Did anybody even hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if... Sorry.
I heard you. Yeah.
Sorry, because Daylight Savings Time is stupid and...
It is stupid.
UK doesn't do it till, like, March 28th and then... Whatever, it's dumb. Anyways, so I'm actually awake this time.
It's exciting. Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's good.
My name is Jenna.
Hi, I'm Keegan.
Yay.
Hi. Welcome. We are glad to have you here. We're glad you could join us on this fine evening where the Leafs are getting stomped 2-0.
Yeah. It's not as bad as it could be.
Well, it could be worse. Yeah. But anyways. I hope everybody's doing okay. We got a nice little show for you tonight. It's 90s based. I think we took out all the non-90s songs that we wanted to play, but ended up not deciding, you know, because they weren't 90s.
Yeah. But honestly, I feel like we could do, like, 4 90s shows, so...
Well, I did. I did 3 of them last year.
Oh, see?
Like, back to back. See, I'm already ahead of you.
Yeah, you and are.
Those were the 2-hour shows.
Oh, yeah. So I was playing,
like, 20, 30 songs, depending on the day. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. Because, yeah, I had a lot of trouble. I was like, I don't even know which route to take, too, because there are so many... Like, you could go, I don't know, more of the rock sort of...
Sure.
And then the grunge, and then the alt. Like, there's just so much
to choose. There's no right way to do it. Know? And then you just throw in some TLC just to mess with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Why not?
We need to do, like, a guilty pleasure show.
Just nothing rock related. Yeah, all hip-hop and, like, complete debauchery. It'll it'll be great.
Yeah.
I have some things that I wanted to talk about because I haven't talked about them enough. And Jenna is very jealous about this. Mm. Yesterday, I went to, I did 2 really cool things. I saw Buckingham Palace again, which is awesome, and I saw them do the changing of the guard. That was cool. But I went up finally to Abbey Road Studios, and I got to see Abbey Road and do the little crossy cross, and that was really fun. I almost got hit by a car because it's an actual road with traffic. Who knew?
I saw that in the picture. So, I saw the cars there, and I was like, they must hate going through there.
You should see it because it's just there's people just lined up everywhere,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
People are just laying on their horns and flipping them off, and like, oh my god, it's so funny. But no, that was really cool. Like, it was really cool to see it. And they have this wall, the white wall outside of the studio, where everybody writes messages on it and stuff. So I just put my name on it.
That was cool.
They like spray wash it every year or something.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it gets new stuff. But it was really cool. And got to see the studios. People were recording in there. And, right there, the shop that I went into. And it was literally Beatles, everything. It was great. You would have been in, like, paradise.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, I would have.
I couldn't get a whole lot just because of not having a bag with me. Because I don't take bags with me when I go on trips just because they're annoying and I have pockets.
Yeah.
But I got this little keychain bottle opener that says Abbey Road Studios on it.
Oh, cool.
Showing it to Jenna right now, which is really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, no one else gets to see it.
And then I got this pen that says Abbey Road
That's
Studios
exciting.
On it. I got some guitar picks, too. So that was cool. And then I also saw Mike Shinoda for the 4th time in the past year.
Did he, like, wave to you in the crowd, like, hi, can
Nah, but I high-fived him again.
Oh, really?
Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
I don't want to sound like a teenage girl, but I've touched him at every single show that I've been, so I don't care.
Like, good luck.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't get to meet him this time, which is fine, but it was a great show. They played 3 songs that they haven't played since their tribute show to Chester, the last time the band played together. In October of 2017, so they played 3 of the songs, which is really, really cool. I was really happy to hear that, and it was pretty, he was having a hard time doing it. Not like he couldn't play them, but like he was kind of tuning up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
just because they're kind of hard for him, but he had some guests out with him. It was a great time. It was an awesome concert, and it kind of, like, it got me thinking last night, like, I just, every now and then, you know, I kind of, you know, if you get down or something like that, I find that music's the one thing that can kind of pick me out of for lack of a better word, some bad places. I don't want to swear, although I was about to.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get really down and confused, but nights like that at concerts, and whether you're just listening to music and stuff like that, they have this way of picking you out of things, mm-hmm. Kind of helping you a little bit, whether it be, you know, live music or just music in general.
Yeah.
It's always really nice when you can go somewhere and kind of get out of your own head a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I know music is like way, like a much bigger part of my life than a lot of people's lives, and I'm sure you can relate to that too.
Yeah.
Like, some people just don't get it, but yeah, I mean, I definitely feel the same. It's like, whenever you're in any sort of hard place at all, it's like, it's such a big, you know, component.
Yeah, sorry. You know what it is. I just, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah. Tampa Bay.
Man.
Tampa Bay, man.
See, sorry. We need music now. We're in a bad place at Tampa
it's
Bay.
It's funny because, like, you'll be on a rant, and just because the way that we do this is we do it over FaceTime, so she can, like, we can obviously see each other. So sometimes I'll just put my, like, hand on my face, and, like, I'll just go, and it's usually because we got scored on or something like that.
Yeah.
So just kind of stops mid-sentence.
Oh, yeah, and I'm like, I'm so glad that you're listening to what I'm saying.
No, but I was listening to the entire thing. I think it's very true. It's very accurate.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just one of those things that not a lot of people get, and unless you're a person who kind of understands it,
mm-hmm.
people can seem a little crazy.
Yeah, it makes me so sad when people don't, like, they don't feel that way, you know?
Yeah.
I know so many people, I ask them, like, what kind of music they listen to, and they just don't really have an answer. They're like,
Yeah.
I don't really listen to music.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, the nice thing about it is, like, everybody has their thing, right? So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some people, it's sports, that's their thing.
Right.
You know, some people, it's writing. Some people, it's music. Everybody's got their thing. So I think as long as you have a thing, if you're passionate about it and you share that, that's really cool.
Find your thing.
You know, but
yeah.
I think music is better. But
it's
just personal bias. But,
yeah.
It depends on the person. So anyways, I've been talking for a while and I feel bad about it.
Introduce the next songs.
Sorry. What are the next songs? Jenna, that is a great question. And you know what? I will introduce those next songs.
Yes.
I'm definitely not stalling because I forgot what the songs were. Just give me one second.
The first
I'm not
one
stalling.
Yeah. you got
it's,
it.
You have the song Stars by Hum, one of my personal favorites, and Feel the Pain by Dinosaur Jr., which is a fantastic song. I'm not a huge fan of Dinosaur Jr. as a band,
yeah.
But this song just has something about it that just, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, great tunes. Hope you like them. They're a lot of fun.
Feel the Pain, Dinosaur Jr.
Hum, Stars.
That was
Wait,
good.
It should be Stars, Hum. Because
yeah.
If you're doing song name, then
I know, you drive me crazy when you put things on the... and you, like, switch the order of song title and band name.
It's just the way I think about them. I don't know. Like, it's whether... If I know the song more than the band, or if I know the band more than the song... That's what I put, like, whatever I put first.
It's wrong. It's like, pick one and stick with it. You know, like, Citation Styles or whatever.
Listen, I'm a man. I'm not supposed to do anything logically, okay?
Right.
That's
that's a good point. Okay. Anyway, the random discussion topic today, because I was thinking
random.
About it.
What do you mean? We plan all of this.
Right. We're very organized people.
Before you came along, I did plan every single thing I said. You know that.
Oh,
I
add some spontaneity.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing because it's never like it never has to. It never feels structured. Like
exactly.
Personally, maybe that's a bad thing. I don't know, but
no.
I never like to feel like things are like I like having structure, like in
yeah.
the general
yeah.
thing. But like it's nice to just be able to flow with things and just do things. So
just go for it.
It wasn't. Don't worry. It wasn't a bad thing. It's actually. Quite
I took. I took it as a good thing. Anyway, whether or not it was meant as one, but yeah, I was thinking about this on my way to class today because I was listening to the new Cage the Elephant song, and that I was telling you about a couple weeks ago that they released a new song, and I was like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's not super good. but it's grown on me, and I was trying to figure out why. And yeah. I realized it was because I listened to a lot of Cage the Elephant with my friends in high school, and it was just, like, it just sounded like high school, and that's why I liked it. And it got me thinking about just nostalgia in general and how that affects how you feel about songs and music in general.
Yeah. No, it's actually a really good point. Sorry, I blanked. And I was kind of thinking about it last night, too, because there are a couple songs that I just relate with, like, a certain thing or, like, a certain time. Like, for example, Mike Shinoda's whole album, I just associate with, like, with Brooklyn. And I know that sounds really weird, but because, like, I went there in the summer and I went to New York, like, the entire way there, I was listening to the album on, like, repeat because it came out literally, like, a couple days before I went there. Album was on repeat. Like, the whole time I was there, album was on repeat. So just every single song just sticks in my head. Like, that's New York, man. Like, that's what I think. And the other time I went to New York, the two songs that I think about that time, because I was on a long bus ride, way back, like, 2008, are Where'd You Go by Fort Minor, so Mike Shinoda.
Yeah.
And Fun. We Are Young and... Oh, what's the other one? There was another really good one. I have to look it up because I can't remember it. But they were just... It's not even that I love this. I do love the songs. Mm-hmm. But Carry On.
Oh, yeah. Carry On. Yeah.
Those two songs, like, I just listened to them on that bus ride all the way there. And every time I think of that trip, like, or every... Actually, there was a girl that I really liked that I was best friends with. Like, all through, like, my childhood. And, like, every time that I hear... Carry On, weirdly enough, like, I thought of her all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not anymore. Like, not, like, it's just funny that I'm recalling it. But it's cool how you associate those, like, just songs with different memories. And even if, like, don't particularly like the song, sometimes you just, like...
You like the memories. I give my dad a hard time a lot because he'll be like, oh, you gotta listen to this song. You know, and he plays, like, the worst song you can find from the 80s, like, the worst, you know, like, he does, like, a lot of really good music, but every now and then he just pulls out, oh, it's the worst thing ever, and, you know, and I'm listening to it, my mom's listening to it, we're all like, this is bad, and I say to him, like, it's just because, you know, the nostalgia, like, you like the memories, and sometimes, sometimes he'll admit to it that, the song isn't that, you know, that great, and I'm sure I have a lot of those, too, from, like, the mid-2000s-ish, that area of music that I really wasn't, like, a lot of the songs that I like from then probably aren't very good, but, you know, you have memories associated with them. But, so yeah, just a weird little phenomena.
That was a good one. I liked that one.
I thought so.
That was nice.
I thought it was a good spontaneous discussion topic. Anyway.
I kind of feel like we're cheating the show, though, because we've talked a lot. Like, usually by this time, we're finishing the second song of the next songs and doing music news. No, I'm just saying, I talk
good thing,
a lot.
Good thing you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so anyway, we'll play the next two songs.
Sorry, I didn't mean to rush you. I'm just saying.
No, you're right. Okay, so next two songs, One Headlight by the Wallflowers, and...
So good.
Yeah, sorry, I know that we've been talking too much, but I feel like this song for me, like, I really, really, really like the verses, and then the chorus, I could kind of take it or leave it, which is really rare for me in song. Like, it's usually the other way, right? But anyway, just random thing, plus, someone who rides on his dad's success. Anyway, separate rant.
He's good. Yeah. Shut up. I like him.
And Marcy Playground, who are going to be with Everclear. Exciting. Sex and Candy, good song. Really fun to play on the guitar, too. Next two.
That's cool.
Wallflowers, Marcy Playground. I'll just stop talking. Oh, yeah. Sex and Candy, Marcy Playground. Keegan's drawing really bad drawings.
Hey, it was pretty great. I drew a Pac-Man ghost, which isn't that hard, but I somehow still managed to not do it right.
Yeah.
So.
You're right. It's, yeah, the skill is how bad it is.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Hey, there is literally nothing happening in music news.
Pretty much, no.
I mean, nothing that we find interesting, therefore you're not going to know about it, so. Even if it was something that you thought was interesting that we didn't mention, we just don't care.
Yeah. So, sorry.
No, I'm just I'm joking. We love our fans and we love all of our listeners.
All like
there's dozens of us. Yeah. Dozens.
Yeah. Oh, huge audience.
But yeah, not a whole lot going on. We could just talk about the other thing.
We should talk about the other thing
if you want. I'll mention it quick. And then I'll get to the second thing, which Jenna doesn't even know about yet.
I know.
No Service has an EP coming out March 29th. We just figured that out a couple days ago. So if you're interested in that, in my music, in supporting local music, then that's when it's out. And that's cool. I'm not trying to guilt trip you. I'm just trying to let you know. So, and second of all, I can announce now that we have three guests coming on the show in the next 2 weeks. Two of them are coming next week. Jenna has no clue about it, and she's freaking right now. And they will be in studio next week. The guest afterwards will be coming in on a call the next week after that. So in honor of their show on April 5th at Chainsaw, we have Mike from Jailbirds
and
Alex from No Service both coming in. They're going to chat with us for the duration of the show about music, and about everything they expect to look forward to, I guess, in their music careers. And the week after, we'll be having Andy from Revive the Rose, Welland-based band that we are very close with, coming in. And he'll be chatting about their new album that will be coming out soon. Or is it an EP? I forget. New music, regardless. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, Jenna, you're welcome for telling you about that beforehand.
Yeah, thanks so much. Hey, at least it's this week and not... like next week. Like I didn't just show up and you're like, hey, there are these people here.
Yeah, no, it's been a hot minute since we had some people on the show.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to have another singer-songwriter coming on in the next couple weeks as well. I'm going to have to get some more information about that. Mm-hmm. But, and then maybe we'll have one more band before the end of the term as well. Cause I think we end, sometime in April, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
Yeah, sometime in April.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but by the time September rolls around, we're going to have plenty more. I'm sure I'm going to meet tons of people this summer.
Right, due to
people to interview.
Your uprising fame.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, man. We're going to be touring the United States by September.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. But yeah, so that's a couple announcements for the show and non-show related stuff. So if you're interested in any of that, stick around for more information for the next 2 weeks on the show, and tune into the show for the next 2 weeks. And if you're interested in that album, EP, then March 29th, Friday. Yeah.
It's cool. Exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So we're going to play more music for you because, again, I feel like I'm cheating everybody by talking so much today. But I mean, whatever. So we got a... that's not the song that's happening.
Nope.
I'm sorry. We're going to have something from the Matthew Good Band coming up right next, and then something from Our Lady Peace. We're going to keep it Canadian for the next ones, and one of them is a little bit of a deep cut, the other one is a classic, so hopefully you jam along to these two. Innocent by Our Lady Peace and Fearless by the Matthew Good Band from 1995. I think they're both from, or no, Innocent's from like 2006.
Oh.
Can you check?
Screwed it up. I know. Actually, we haven't been, hold on, 2002.
I know the Matthew Good song's from 95. 2002. That would have been off of, it's the one where they're all standing in like in the white background.
Yeah, it's Gravity.
Yeah, the red text. Yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. Anyways, that one, Fearless by Matthew Good. Yeah, no, great songs. I don't really, we're kind of out of our stuff to say because we kind of fast-tracked it to skip music.
That's okay. Actually, it'll probably work out pretty well time-wise, I think.
That'll be good. Oh, wait, I put them in the wrong order. Can we switch them?
Sure.
switch them. It doesn't matter. Anyways, I guess, I don't really know if there's really anything else to to touch on tonight. I guess the number one thing would be look out for those interviews the next 2 weeks. They will be live, so I don't know what kind of stuff we're going to get up to.
Who knows?
I have no idea, because we're all pretty good friends, so we'll see. Jenna's going to have to moderate us, so that way we don't,
you know, yeah, that's get a lot. Ahead. Like, three of you?
I don't know if I can... It's bad, like, one of me is bad enough, but multiply that, and you're just in trouble. But no, it should be good. We're going to keep it pretty good. We're going to ask... I have some good questions, and I have a game, actually, that I want you guys to play. I've been thinking... Oh, no, we should do it real quick. Okay.
Okay.
So what you have to do is, obviously, there's a bit of a delay between our feeds, but I want you to go... to random, like, what of your choosing, play a song, and I have to guess the song after hearing a second of it.
Ooh. Well, see, now, I'd want to plan these out, though.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's true, yeah. We're going to have to, that's a good just, game. I'm going to plan
it out.
Just
do two. And you have to be quiet when you play them so I can hear it.
Wait, isn't there a delay, though? Didn't you say you're not
going to? Yeah, there's a little bit of a delay, so give it 2 seconds.
I'm going to give you a really easy one.
Or not like I have to guess it in 2 seconds, but like I just guess it, like, only hearing 2 seconds of it.
I don't know why this song isn't playing.
Nah, whatever. Is it like saying not playing? Because that's not a good sign.
It's not. I don't know. It's just being finicky. I don't know what
whatever.
To do with.
Whatever. We'll save you it. Know it's what? No big deal.
It's fine. It's this fine. Is what happens when you try to do things that are, like, off schedule.
Yeah. I try to be spontaneous, and it just doesn't. Anyways, it's a great game, and we're going to do it next week with Mike and Andy. Mike and Alex, and then Andy the next week after that. And then we'll also do the Build Your Favorite Band game. I like that one. That one's a lot of fun.
That is a good one.
I really like that. That's a good game. So we're going to do both of those next week. We're going to ask some hard-hitting questions, maybe hear some new songs from each of the respective bands, possibly. Depends how everybody's feeling. We're going to close it out. Sorry, it's a lot harder not being in the same room just because of no coordination, just because there's a little bit of a delay, and so I'll start saying something, and then I can't hear what she says in response. It's a lot of fun. It's really great, honestly.
It keeps us on our feet.
Yeah.
It's good. Anyway. So, yeah, stop hitting your pen. Oh, my God.
I can't help
it. It's the Abbey Road pen, right?
It is the Abbey Road pen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time you open up the cap... Here comes the sun. Here comes the marker. And
oh my God! Yeah, no, it's like bang bang Maxwell's silver hammer every time you hit the stupid pen on the. There you go. Haha, that was a good joke.
Sorry, we're starting to get really weird.
Yeah, so we are. Anyway, we'll wrap it up. next two songs we have "Just" by Radiohead, a favorite of mine. I went through a hardcore Radiohead phase. Really good one. And then Aurora, Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Foo Fighters.
We had to have Foo Fighters in here, right?
Yeah.
We did. See you next week with some interviews.
Mike from Jailbirds and Alex from No Service.
Yeah.
So technically, you'll have two members of No Service without even having to bring one in as a guest. How does it make you feel? Pretty good, right? Yeah, that's good. Thanks for tuning in today. A lot of fun.
And I actually made it through the night without coughing and dying, and I have a voice this week, which is exciting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jenna can speak this week, guys.
Yeah. No, last week I was laughing in the studio at what you were saying, and it was just like. sad.
Never give me a microphone and let me talk to myself. It's the worst possible thing you could do. Anyways, sorry. I'm going to shut up now. We're running out of time.
I don't. Nothing. Fine. Whatever. All right. So Radiohead, Foo Fighters. See you next week.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.